escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Kevin Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. Yet another heat advisory. It is hot and humid up in Connecticut. Air quality a concern there as well for today. But hopefully by this time tomorrow, it'll be feeling much better when it comes to the humidity, at least. We get more on that forecast for today and tomorrow with AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zare.
Some definite improvement over the next 24 hours. As you said, we have a heat advisory that runs all the way until 10 p.m. That's going to be for highs in the low 90s this afternoon with a real field temperatures that approach 100 degrees. That's due to the return of some sunshine, which we're really starting to see more of now, and also the fact that the humidity remains very high. We can also have a spotty thunderstorm, though those are going to be few and far between. Partly cloudy then as the humidity starts to drop tonight, then tomorrow. That humidity is already low from the get-go and gets lower through the day. It'll stay nice and low through the day on Saturday. Highs will be in the middle 80s, and it's going to be much more comfortable.
If you think it's hot outside, well, try going underground.
The millions of people who take the subway know how hot the platform gets this time of year, but Jack Klein wanted to put a number on that.
Normal temperature doesn't really tell the story of what people are experiencing in the train station, so it's a mix of temperature and humidity.
That's what he's measuring and posting the results on social media. For example, the elevator at the 181st Street one stop feels like 103 degrees.
There's no ventilation, right? Like, so there's newer stations like that have been built more recently have more ventilation, but these older stations, just like, there's nowhere for the heat to escape.
Another problem, believe it or not, is that the trains have AC. And that means they're expelling hot air onto the platforms. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The heat that usually puts a strain on the energy grid. With the grid very much top of mind today, a new plan will be released detailing the future clean energy conversion of the city's largest power plant in Long Island City. Our Marla Diamond is there.
The event comes a day after a fire at the Ravenswood Generating Station sent a cloud of black smoke over the Queensbridge houses that could be seen for miles. The owner of the station, Rise Light and Power, will join Borough President Donovan Richards and community members to provide a blueprint for its future and a timeline for the conversion that nearby residents have been clamoring for years. The plan to replace the 1960s-era fossil fuel generators with wind, geothermal energy, and batteries stored on site has been complicated by the Trump administration's pause on wind power. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Fresh off his announcement to run as an independent in the city's mayoral race, Andrew Cuomo spoke about his plans with our Julia Papa.
He says New York government is broken. The words of Andrew Cuomo as he steps up his campaign, doubles down on Zoran Mamdani, and tells New Yorkers how he's going to fix what's broken. Cuomo gives Mamdani props, says his primary race was effective, videos appealing to young voters, but says the message unrealistic. Yes, affordability, but all young people are going to go to the one free grocery store in the borough? Rent freeze? Slogans, he says, are not the answer. He says he has them. He'll develop and build affordable housing with existing stock, air rights, industrial areas. He wants to manage the city transit authority, make it cleaner and safer with more cops. He says during COVID, the mentally ill and homeless were taken off the trains every night so they could be cleaned. He says he can do that again. Reporting live, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Police in the city on the hunt for a tool thief. Not just one, multiple robbers struck at least a dozen times in the past 2 months in the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens. Now, in each case, three suspects are accused of smashing windows of work vans and other commercial vehicles, mostly overnight, and then stealing construction tools and other equipment inside those vans. They then drive off in a black Mercedes with temp New Jersey tags. In all, cops say they have made off with more than $43,000 worth of tools. No one's been hurt. Cops are asking anyone with information to call Crime Stoppers. The alleged Gilgo Beach killer will be back in court today for a DNA evidence hearing. Prosecutors say the DNA they have collected connects Rex Huerman to the killings of several young women. His defense team is trying to get that evidence dismissed, arguing it's not widely accepted in the scientific community. The Fry standard used in New York courts requires prosecutors to prove that the evidence is generally accepted in the scientific community. These hearings, which started in March, are meant to do just that. We'll keep you updated on any developments in court today. When you go in for an MRI, you're not allowed to bring in any metal. And if you've ever wondered, well, what could happen? Well, here's what happened to one guy on Long Island.
A 61-year-old man is in critical condition after he was sucked into an MRI machine. It happened at the Open MRI Center in Westbury, and it's not clear if the man was a patient at the facility. But police say he walked into a room where an MRI scan was in progress, and he was wearing a large metal chain when he was sucked into the machine, which uses very powerful magnets. That caused a medical episode. The man is now in the hospital. No word on what his injuries were, but MRI machines can cause injuries like cuts and burns. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A guy on Long Island wasn't happy with his tax bill, so upset he made calls to employees at the Nassau County Executive Building to complain about the bill. Things got heated, and cops say 59-year-old Robert Bogdanovich threatened to go down there and shoot them. Now, police showed up to the building to make sure nothing happened there, while other officers showed up to his home. He was arrested and charged at his home for making a terroristic threat. Will be arraigned tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.